If I could just recap on the original brief for the FSTD. To design a custom-made toothpaste dispenser for Fandabidozi's new range of sexy toothpaste. It is to be a low-cost item, but provocative in its style, sexual in its appearance, and sensual in its ergonomics. It is to appeal to the 20 to 35-year-old market sector, who want a new experience in dental hygiene. The chosen dispenser should not look out of place in the most modern and stylish bathroom. The product should excite the desire to be used, a technical appearance that could be used to portray first that the toothpaste is effective in dental hygiene, but this should not take away from the main design point of function in its use as a dispenser. The only specifications or constraints we were given is that it should have a content of 100 millilitres, be refillable, and use recyclable plastics to give its environmental friendliness aspects, which we agree with you are very important in today's market. And the idea of a refillable toothpaste dispenser could be a world's first. If I can now show you the first visual, they are in no particular order. Here we feel we've given the product some very soft, sensual shapes in the main body, but have also got the contrast in the cap, giving the impression of something technical, the idea being that should you take the cap off, you'll be confronted by a dental hygiene sensation you have never experienced before. Again, to contrast with the main body, the soft shape, the exotic material, the effective use of colours. The refill to the dispenser is this sensually soft tube, which fits into the technically shaped cap and shoulder. If you look at the storyboard, stage one is to push the cap down and twist like a bayonet fitting for a light bulb. This tube is then pulled off, figure two, and discarded. Thirdly, the new tube is made ready by puncturing the nozzle with the cap. The tube is then inserted into the shoulder of the dispensers, figure four.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes, sure.
Isn't the idea of a tube a bit old-fashioned?
Well, the idea of having just a tube is, I certainly agree. But the tube serves two purposes. Firstly, the tube is always used with the specifically designed shoulder and cap. And secondly, it gives the sensual sensation of squeezing something.
A third point, if I may interrupt you, Pete, is that it's conservative and sensible use of material, as it is a disposable part.
From what type of material is the tube made?
At the moment, we are considering a foil similar to that of shower gel refills or something in that line.
Definitely not the old-fashioned metal tubes or those thick plastic ones. At the moment, we are researching possible alternatives. If I may, I'd like to move on to the second proposal. This time, we have not made the tube so technical in shape, but have gone for a more organic, soft form to give it a more natural and erotic feel. The tube is also soft in its form, an inoffensive design that we feel will fit into any household. The refill system here works in a similar way to the first. On the third proposal, we have a hard tube for the refill. If I show you the storyboard first, that will fully explain the system. The idea is that people take them to the drugstore or the chemist, and they can fill it up there. So in this case, there is no waste of material. Here, obviously, we are not looking at a squeezable version, but a pump action, although a different principle from what already exists.